I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Well, Michael Scott from The Office. Well, 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 how the turntables have. Congrats, Giant fans. My New York Jets nightmare is about to become your Giant headache. Well, what's up? This is EJ Stewart on WFAN. I'll be with you for the next 3 hours. Number to call in 888-808-1019. We have so much to get to on this show, including the Yankees training camp from hell, plus the glimmer of hope in this next season, and what could be the greatest coaching job in New York City sports history. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's get it. John Mara, this is on you. The season you're about to have, if you allow Joe Shane and Brian Daboll to bring Aaron Rodgers to the New York Giants, is on you. Because make no mistake about it, if you bring in Aaron Rodgers, your season will end in a failure. You will be forced to fire your head coach and general manager. And you will have to answer for why you decided to bring this broken down egomaniac into your organization. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I don't take pride in being fluent in the Aaron Rodgers experience, but that is the unfortunate reality I live with, which is why I find it so interesting and befuddling that the Giants reportedly, after missing out on Matthew Stafford, are so interested in bringing in Aaron Rodgers. I was one of those Jets fans who did not like Aaron Rodgers, but thought it was right to bring him in. I was one of those who thought, you know what, forget about the stuff off the field, forget about the clownish behavior, his ability, his track record, he could be the missing piece in what I thought could be a playoff team. Oh, was I wrong? And unfortunately for me, instead of trusting my own instincts about this guy, I believed in the narrative that he pushed, that he was motivated, that he had something to prove, that this was going to be a new, different experience, a new Aaron Rodgers. We all know how that turned out. That all turned out to be a lie. What I didn't do, though, that I regret the most during that time with Aaron Rodgers as a New York Jet, is I did not listen to the people who knew better. And I regret it every day. Green Bay Packers fans, including some in my family, kept telling me, EJ, it's not going to work. EJ, trust me, you're not going to win with this guy. EJ, trust me, we're better off that this guy's gone. That's what they were telling me. And I kept thinking, despite all the obvious signs of why Aaron Rodgers was not going to be a capable quarterback for the New York Jets, I kept saying, no, you guys don't know what you're talking about. No, you're too upset about how it went down, and you're too close to the situation. I know better. I know what my team needs, and damn it, I'll take that crazy quarterback that you guys don't want anything to do with and say, you know what, come to my team and help me get to the promised land. I didn't listen to the people who knew better. And that was a grave mistake. So I'm asking my Giants fans, brothers and sisters, to listen to your boy. I'm offering you the same stern warning I got 3 years ago. It's not going to work. Trust me, you're not going to win with this guy. Trust me. We as Jets fans are better off now that he's gone. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. And I bring up the Green Bay Packers for a very specific reason, talking about the Giants' interest in Aaron Rodgers now that he is impending to be a free agent when the Jets eventually release him. Because all the doubts I had about Aaron Rodgers, the person, I really only had one concern about Aaron Rodgers, the player. Maybe two-ish if you count health, which ended up being obviously a major issue, but one real issue. What if he's washed? That was the only thing I kept pointing to, despite all the things I kept seeing. I kept asking myself this one question, as great as his career has been, the Hall of Fame career he's going to have, he's going to walk into Canton, he's going to put on that gold jacket, he's going to unveil that bus, and it's going to be the easiest thing possible because no one in their right mind doesn't think Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. But asking the question, what if he's washed? Well, something I really had to grip with. It's something that I talked about on this station. Because we could talk about what Aaron Rodgers did for the majority of his career in Green Bay. What folks, for some reason, still keep ignoring or not figuring out or not understanding is how his last year went down. Because his last year in Green Bay was kind of terrible. And I know you're sitting there saying, all right, you're going too far now. You can talk about how bad he was with the Jets. You can talk about how bad his, you know, teammate he was and all that stuff. You can't say that he was, as I almost moved my laptop off my desk. You can't say that he was a bad Green Bay Packer at the end. Oh, yes, I can. You'll say, but wait a minute. He finished 11th in passing yards in the NFL. That's pretty good. Oh, wait a minute. He finished 7th in touchdowns. That's pretty good. Those numbers are entirely deceiving. And I said that 3 years ago or 2 years ago, whenever he was coming over. It was the one thing that concerned me. Because despite putting up those gaudy passing numbers and touchdown numbers, he finished 27th in QBR. That is the metric that ESPN and football minds came up with to say, how can we really judge how a quarterback is actually playing? Just forget about just the counting stats and just the yards they accumulate, and the old QB rating, which is a little dated. How do we actually really assess how a quarterback is playing based on when the game is happening, the caliber of throws? Like, how are we actually painting the picture of how well a quarterback is playing? Forget about the other stuff. In this metric, QBR, he was 27th in the NFL with the Green Bay Packers. We're not even talking about the Jets yet. We'll get to the Jets. 27th in QBR. That rating was 3 points higher than Zach Wilson's, the guy that he eventually replaced, that we thought he was a massive upgrade over. So I looked at that and I said, huh, that's a little concerning. I mean, I know the yards and touchdowns are there, but like, why is his QBR so low? And before you say, oh, that's one stat or whatever, don't look at the other quarterbacks that ranked in the top 10 in touchdowns and yards and find another guy who was in the bottom 3 or 4 in the NFL in QBR. You won't find it. It doesn't exist. But still, you may think, all right, that's an anomaly. Like, how many times a guy going to throw for almost 4,000 yards, almost 30 touchdowns, and finish almost last in QBR? That's not a real thing. Let's see. What about with the Jets? All right, well, let's talk about it. Because he eventually did come to the Jets. And I know Giants fans are excited about the idea of potentially bringing Aaron Rodgers, are thinking, ooh, I saw some of those throws at the end of the season. Ooh, I saw some of the numbers he was putting up at the end of the season. Ooh, look at this. Look at that. Look at, he was 8th in passing yards this year. Ooh, look at that. He was 7th in passing touchdowns this year. And you think, no, 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 I can fix him. Which, trust me, if you're a guy or a gal, we all have been there. You've all seen the honey at the club or the honey in your gym or the honey at your bar, whether it's a guy or gal, and you thought, there's stuff going on there, but I can fix him. I can make it work. I'm here to tell you, you can't make it work. It never works out that way. And I'll give you those numbers. Again, last season, 8th in passing yards, 7th in passing touchdowns, and today, guess what happened? The same thing that happened in Green Bay happened here, except it was worse. QBR this time with the Jets, 31st. Almost last in the NFL. There's 32 teams. He finished behind Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. He finished behind Bryce Young and Andy Dalton. The fact of the matter is, Aaron Rodgers is and has been a mediocre quarterback in the NFL for quite some time now. Which is why this Giants interest is so interesting to me and why I blame John Mara so much for this. Because this all could have been avoided. This all could have been avoided if he handled the coaching and the head coaching and general manager situation correctly. I came here a couple months ago, sat in the same chair, and said, I would not bring back these two clowns, Daboll and Shane, given what they've done with this organization. But if you are going to bring them back and you believe in them, okay, I don't hate that. I get it. They did have one playoff season. They haven't had the greatest luck at quarterback in injuries. Okay, you want to bring them back? Extend them for 3-4 years. You have to extend them because if you go out there and you say we got to bring these guys back, but also they're on the clock, and that if they don't get this done, they're out of here. What you create is this uneasy feeling among the front office and coaching staff that they have to do something desperate in order to win. When the Giants are not in any position to make any desperate moves to win right now, is in case you haven't looked at the Giants play football, have you watched them play? Are one or two desperate moves the difference between the Giants being a playoff team and the Giants being a bottom feeder? This team is terrible. They're one of the worst teams in the NFL. They've been one of the worst teams in the NFL for the last 10 years. This is not a one-trick, one silver bullet solution to what the Giants' issues are. But John Mara didn't do that. John Mara did exactly the opposite. He did the one thing I said you cannot do. I said, if you fire him, fine. I would support you. If you hire, you bring him back, I'd say, all right, maybe not what I would do, but at least extend him. He did the one thing you could not do, which is bring these guys back, but then say, you got to make the playoffs or else. With no actual feasible way to do that. They don't have the roster. They don't have the subsequent moves ahead of them to make that work. They don't have it. So, and then they botched the whole getting the number one or number two pick thing by beating the Colts in that ridiculous game. So now they're not even guaranteed to get their quarterback, which is where we are today. Now we're thinking, how do we turn this team that is one of the worst in the NFL into a winner? You get desperate. You get desperate, and that's what brings you to Aaron Rodgers. So I know Aaron Rodgers, the track record speaks for itself. I know the caliber player he once was. But as someone who sat there and watched the Jets play football every week, watched this team closely, watched how he led, he ain't it. He ain't it. And one of the biggest things I can tell you, because I think what you will hear from Giants fans is, look, he could be a bridge guy. He could be a guy that can get us to the next quarterback. Maybe you do find your quarterback in this draft. Maybe somehow Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, they do fall outside the top two, and you can get one of those guys. Lord, I hope you can. If those guys fall and you don't take one of them and Aaron Rodgers is your answer next year, that would be one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. Hopefully you can at least, you know, show that, okay, we have Aaron Rodgers for 1 year, but like really our opportunity is to develop a guy behind him. That's maybe the only way you can save this thing. But you look at this and I look at how he played last year and how he led last year and look, think of him as a teammate. We're seeing a lot of spin, I'll call it, in terms of what kind of leader he is. A lot of these pieces are coming out very conveniently. A lot of these little details coming out conveniently about the kind of teammate person Aaron Rodgers is. I might sit here to tell you that he's a tyrant. He's, you know, he's spitting in people's coffees and kicking over, you know, people's lunches. I'm not saying he's that guy in the locker room. There's no reason to believe that he is. I'm sure he's a nice enough guy. But what I do know, he's a guy that comes in and he wants it his way. He's a guy who comes in and thinks he has all the answers. And he's a guy that comes in, and when things get tight, instead of actually embracing accountability, will then point fingers. That is the guy we saw. If you think he's a good influence on young players, ask Zach Wilson how his big brother Aaron Rodgers helped him out. Because by the end of the season, in Zach Wilson's last year in New York, things got so bad, and Aaron Rodgers had such little impact on him that Zach Wilson didn't even want to go back and play football for the Jets anymore. Jets wanted to bring him back after some quarterback injuries, after he got benched, quarterback injuries happened. They wanted to put Zach Wilson back in there, and reports were that and Zach Wilson's like, I don't want to go out there. This is supposed to be Aaron Rodgers' mentor, mentee. He's supposed to be showing him the way. 4 or 5 months with Aaron Rodgers, he was like, I don't want to play football anymore. Ask Garrett Wilson what kind of leader Aaron Rodgers is. As soon as there was even a question about whether the Jets would bring back Aaron Rodgers, Garrett Wilson, through his team or whoever, made it very clear to everybody, if he goes, if he stays, I go. I can't win with that guy. I'm not staying here if I got to play another season with that guy. These are the young guys that Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be mentoring. He's supposed to be big bro in these guys. And you want to bring him to the Giants, a young team with impressionable young players, and think that that's going to work? 888-808-1019 is the number to call. It's so funny to me to see how we looked at the Green Bay Packers and how much their franchise turned when they got rid of him. And we just pretend like that's not a factor in whatever, in actually assessing Aaron Rodgers as a player at this point in his career. The Green Bay Packers said, we can't win with this guy anymore. We can't stand this guy anymore. Get this guy out of here. We don't even know if Jordan Love is good, but damn it, we're going to find out. That was the best move they could have ever made. They made the playoffs 2 years in a row. They could have made the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers there last year. New York Jets comes in. It's terrible what happened that he got hurt. Nobody wishes that at all. Nobody wanted that at all. That's awful. He's a 40-year-old quarterback. This is the kind of thing that happened to 40-year-olds. I'm 33-year-old and I tore my knee last year. It happens as you get older. Now he's going to be entering year 42. And if you've seen him now, had 3 miserable seasons. Last season with the Packers, miserable. First season with the Jets, miserable. He couldn't even play more than 4 plays. Last season, another disaster. And that's your answer? 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I think this Aaron Rodgers to the Giants idea is absolutely bonkers. And I told you last week, I didn't even love the Matthew Stafford thing. I didn't love it for a multitude of reasons, but one of the main ones being I wasn't sure if Matthew Stafford could look at the Giants situation, look at the Rams situation, and say, I want the Giants. I said, I don't know if that guy really, I don't know if that guy's really interested in winning football games or winning a Super Bowl if he's choosing the Giants over the Rams. That didn't make any sense. I thought it would have been a red flag if he chose the Giants. I thought maybe it would have been, you know, his wife looking for the New York market to kind of, you know, expand her brand, which has been, you know, definitely blossoming over the last 4 or 5 years. No shame in that, but I don't want that on my team. So I thought that that would have been a disaster. So I'm thinking, all right, Stafford, he's gone, but hey, maybe that means the Giants can actually zero in, make sure they get their franchise quarterback in this draft, and figure out something from there. See what you got to do to trade up. And we're hearing those rumors that they might. A lot of people inside the industry think that the Giants will eventually make that move, which makes this Aaron Rodgers thing, again, even more ridiculous. Why would you bring in Aaron Rodgers, who sucks up the entire oxygen of everything about your organization, when you're about to usher in a new franchise quarterback? This is not Kurt Warner. This is not Kurt Warner, Eli Manning. That's a problem sometimes with the Mariners, is I feel like they almost think that, well, what happened 20 years ago, what worked 20 years ago, is just going to work now just because it worked then. Kurt Warner, at that point in his career, yes, they both, him and Aaron Rodgers, have similarities that they had suffered a lot of injuries. They definitely appeared to be kind of on the decline. But Kurt Warner's a whole different person. Kurt Warner's not doing hour interviews with Pat McAfee a week. He's not talking about political, you know, campaigns. He's certainly not taking shots at his own wide receivers in the press conferences when things don't go right on the field. He's not doing that. Kurt Warner is a professional. Kurt Warner is a very just straightforward dude. So you wouldn't have to worry about that. So in that situation, yes, Eli could come in and still be the face of the franchise, the guy that you know you're going to go to moving forward without having a guy like Kurt Warner suck up the oxygen. That's not going to happen. The one thing I learned about Aaron Rodgers, I should have known this already, but I learned it the hard way, is he comes in and the organization is his. everything about your organization, it's like you don't even have an identity anymore. Your identity is Aaron Rodgers. When he was a four-time MVP playing at that caliber of level, when he was throwing for 5,000 yards and lighting up scoreboards left and right, you took that because you said, you know what? He's the best player in the NFL. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. You felt like it didn't matter because the good outweighed the bad. That's not the situation anymore. This guy wanted Daniel Hackett calling his plays. This guy wanted Alan Lazard.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or to his top receiver. Like, I mean, what are we talking about? This guy thought he could make Zach Wilson into the next Steve Young. This is the guy we're talking about. That's who you want to bring into your organization? Make it make sense.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.